So far, we have talked about slow storm motions. What if the storm motions are relatively fast? Can we still get large durations of rainfall? The answer is definitely yes. If storms are training over the same location, it is easy to get the adequate duration of flash flooding to occur. One way is to have storms continuously propagate along a slow-moving boundary. In this diagram, we have a southwest to northeast oriented boundary with an area of focused moisture transport. With enough lift and instability, convective cells will develop, move along the boundary, and dissipate. This cycle will continue so long as the boundary motion, moisture, and instability and trigger remain constant. If you were to examine the vectors of this case, the mean flow parallels to the boundary with expected storm motions of 25 knots. The Corfiti-Upshur vector shows that the back building storms, upwind propagation, this system will move to the east at about 5 knots. This will allow for ample precipitation duration for flash flooding. Click the button in the top right corner to continue on to Training Storms Part 2.